I'm Manny Pacheco, and welcome to my personal excursion I call Forgotten Hollywood. The franchise includes a blog, a documentary in production, and an award-winning book series I'd like you to read. And Joe Lyons will walk us through his On the Backlot report. Today I have an engaging examination of postmodern standards from singers who have made their mark in R&B, rock, and country. Their influence is stretched to a series of current troubadours, including the Manhattan Transfer, Michael Feinstein, Michael Bublé, and the gentleman who arranged the Forgotten Hollywood theme song that was originally written by Cole Porter, Mr. Harry Connick Jr. The names I present to you today are quite familiar. Natalie Cole, Willie Nelson, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Barry Manilow. Collectively, they have spent decades establishing themselves as pop crooners, which makes their decision to turn to traditional standards all the more surprising. In one case, it's a logical, mature evolution, since Natalie Cole was heavily influenced by her famous father. Let's get Sleepless in Seattle as Forgotten Hollywood takes a visit.
And the moment I can feel that, you feel.
Or I'll never fall in love.
In a restless world like this is, love has ended before it's begun. Seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I
give my heart,
it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart.
Give my heart. Is when I fall in love.
When I fall in love.
When in love.
When I fall in love,
is when I fall in love with you.
Manny Pacheco here, and we're spending treasure time with pop aficionados. Almost Like Being in Love was a featured tune from Brigadoon. Emboldened by her success, Natalie Cole chose to pick timeless compositions from George Gershwin and others. Your tune to Forgotten Hollywood.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. Oh no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, ever meet again on that bumpy road to love, but I'll always, always keep the memory. The way you changed my life. Hey, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. We'll be right back. till three. Autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long.
The latter tune, a great treat by the incomparable Johnny Mercer. Natalie Cole added a nice touch to their famous father used to do. Interpret the song in two languages.
And now, back to Forgotten Hollywood.
Pennies in a stream. Fallen leaves of sycamore, moonlight in Vermont, I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside. No light in Vermont. Telegraph cables sing down the highway. Travel each bend and roll. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by lovely evening summer breeze. warbling all along. Moonlight in Vermont. Down the highway, traveling each bend and road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze. Warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. You and I and moonlight in Vermont. The Saturday dance, heard they crowded the floor, couldn't bear it without you, don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door, they'd have asked me about you, don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you, don't get around much anymore.
This is Manny Pacheco on Forgotten Hollywood. Duke Ellington gets the Willie Nelson treatment from his multi-platinum album, Stardust. Linda Ronstadt grew up with Mexican canciones sung to her by her caring family. To repay them for their efforts, Linda created a series of albums after she had established herself as a country rock siren. To be sure, her instincts were spot on, and she scored big with the American public. Forgotten Hollywood enjoys her interpretation of a tune featured in Pal Joey.
He's a fool, and don't I know it, but a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. same old sad sensation. Lately, I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered and bewildered, am I? Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? Cold, I agree. He can laugh, but I love it. All bubble laughs on me. I'll sing to him each spring to him. And long for the day when I'll cling to him, bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Men are not a new sensation. I've done pretty well, I think, but this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I've sinned a lot, I mean a lot, but now 17 a lot, bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. How glad the many millions of Toms and Dicks and Williams would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. You're my big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I will never, never know. It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time. Hear me sigh, I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a cunning cottage? We could share the world apart, my mush, 'cause I got a crush, my baby, on you. Could you care for a cunning cottage? We could share the world apart, my mush, 'cause I have got a crush, my baby.
I'm Manny Pacheco, sharing gorgeous arrangements. The Linda Ronstadt-Nilsson Riddle collaboration was a major success and most likely prolonged her career by a decade or so. When they picked up on a Billie Holiday classic that was written in 1949, it was pure magic.
Say I'll move the mountains, and I'll move the mountains if he wants them out of the way. Crazy calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, I'd say. I say I go through fire, and I'll go through fire as he wants it, so it shall be. Crazy calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult will take a little while. I say I care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy calls me, sure I.
Take off.
to hold up the sky. Crazy calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love. Am I? Upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to is in your dream. No request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, like dreamers do. Fate is kind, she brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and pulls you through. And you wish upon a star, your dream comes true.
You know, Linda Ronstadt played the Disney card to perfection. Rod Stewart, when we return in a moment. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies, such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores. And you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. The Peacock of Rock was a most surprising provider of the standard.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere. Watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. Just as before, happy will be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing.
Your love. true. My love is your love. There's no love for nobody else. Nobody else. Oh, yeah.
Love me, baby. Leave me.
Manny Pacheco with you, and I'm your audio guide on Forgotten Hollywood. Rod Stewart proved he was comfortable taking a Doris Day tune that was the title track from a movie which featured James Cagney in an Oscar-nominated performance. He aptly titled his CD, The Great American Songbook, Volume A. Here's another track on Forgotten Hollywood, this time a tune from a 1955 film starring William Holden, Picnic.
It must have been moon glow, way up in the blue. It must have been moon glow that led me straight to you. I still hear you saying, dear one, hold me fast. And I start to praying, oh Lord, please let this last. We seem to float right through the air. Heavenly songs seem to come from everywhere. And now when there's moon glow way up in the blue, I'll always remember that moon glow. Gave me you, that moon glow gave me you. Gave me you that moon glow.
I'm Joe Lyons, and welcome to this week's visit on the Backlot. As long as there have been movies that scare people. Silent horror films included The Phantom of the Opera and The Hunchback of Notre Dame, both starring Lon Chaney Sr. Even with sound, the fright was inherent in the story. In the 1930s, Universal delved into the classics, giving us Frankenstein, Dracula, the Mummy, and the Werewolf. Bela Lugosi's eyes staring directly at the audience, the very thought of that, the undead, could rise and attack us, frighten the people. Most of these films lost credibility when they spawned things like Son of, Bride of, House of, and of course, Abbott and Costello Meet. By the 1950s, Alfred Hitchcock had begun to use psychological terror to make us jump, while Roger Corman just made silly satires of the works of Edgar Allan Poe. In the 1960s, England's Hammer films went back to the basics with Living Color and the talents of Christopher Lee and Peter Cushing. The 70s were the birth of teen slasher films, young people getting cut up by new monsters like Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers, and Jason Voorhees. Well, in the past few decades, things have been different. Modern filmmaking techniques have made the stories of classic monsters more real on one hand and less scary on the other. Loud music, sudden edits, and sound effects have taken the place of Dracula's stare. Spurting blood and broken body parts have become commonplace. While the Brendan Fraser Mummy movies are big spectacle, there are those who insist that the low-budget Boris Karloff film is still the best. Even the movie Jaws scared people more in the first half when we didn't see the shark than the second half when it became obvious that they would need a bigger boat. We've gone through a period when the Scream movies were followed by the Scary movies and they all became satires of each other. Now, we're in the age of the zombie apocalypse. There are so many undead brain eaters out there that the cable on-demand service has an entire category of zombie films. And so, gentlemen, let me ask you, do you like scary movies? That's the question of the week here on the Backlot.
Thank you, Joe Lyons. We appreciate your jaunt on the Backlot. And thanks once again to Steve Guzman, my collaborator, my friend, my inspired cohort. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night. Just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers.